Beautiful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School, creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is just a special audio because I completely forgot to mention on December 11th that Venus is conjunct the moon at the second gate or the second chakra, not the second gate. It's the sixth time Venus and the moon have met since Venus went direct in June of this year. And it represents the second chakra gate, where she is releasing a vestment. Inanna, in her story of going into the underworld, is releasing the vestment that represents any distortions she has around second chakra issues that have to do with personal value and worth, sometimes also referred to as the sex and money chakra. It just so happens, too, that on this day, December 11th, Mercury is being occulted by the moon, not visible. Well, it's only visible in certain places. It's going to be visible in most of Antarctica, so not something that we can easily see. And that's late in the day on the 11th, so in some places that'll be happening on December 12th. And talked about, you know, that's kind of leading into the 12-12-12, the date of the feast day of Our Lady of Guadalupe. So this Venus-Moon conjunction at that particular time is definitely connected into the celebrations of the patron saint of the Americas, of Our Lady of Guadalupe. So Venus and Mercury are also closest to each other on December 9th, and have separated just a little bit as we come up to the December 11th Venus gate. So I highly recommend, for especially for people who are going to be turning a multiple of 8, if you have turned a multiple of 8 between June 12th, 2012, and I think it's January 17th, 2014, so 8, 16, 24, 32, 40, 48, 56, 64, 72, 70, 80, 88, etc. You're then in a Venus return in this window of time. So from June of 2012 to January of 2014, if you're turning a multiple of 8, you are in the current Venus cycle. So it becomes more significant and important to be connecting into the Venus the Venus-Moon conjunctions, because they definitely represent an opportunity to ceremonially work with and deepen your relationship to your emerging feminine identity, wherever Venus is for you at this particular time. So, for example, I went through my Venus return prior to this last one, late in the Venus cycle. I'm evening star Venus, so the Venus cycle starts for me actually almost a year and a half before my actual Venus return. So some of you may start the Venus cycle as the new Venus cycle starts, and some of you may be at the end of the Venus cycle, so you don't actually have the birthday until near the end of it, but you can work with it the whole entire time. And doing the ceremonies, doing the sort of enactment of what Venus is going through in the sky, even when you're not in a Venus return, this can be fabulously wonderful, but especially when you're in a Venus return, because it's really about taking you to a higher octave of your own feminine expression. And for women, this is the emerging feminine identity for the current life. For men, this is their connection to the sacred feminine and the part of themselves that they're doing their sacred marriage work around, the aspect of the feminine. And Venus, at this particular time, is in Scorpio. This is an aspect of the feminine that is powerful, intense. She is a shaman sorceress. She is not mother. She is not a partner. She can do those things, but that is not her primary focus. When she's in Scorpio, she's really about running that life force energy. It's Shakti. It's Kali. It is the Cretan snake goddess. It is the Kaliya, the intensity of the goddesses that have to do with death, rebirth, and regeneration. So around second chakra issues, this is really perfect and amazing to have this particular energy showing up in the realm of Scorpio. And how do we run our sexual energy? Is it open for us? Is it blocked? If it's blocked, then what are the ways that we can let that go? How do we offer that up to this Venus gate to release the ways that we are maybe challenged in having a healthy connection to our sexual energy? If there's any of those ways that are left that we still haven't, you know, we're always peeling the layer of that onion. So there's always more that can be done with the intention of opening the space for a healthy expression of second chakra energy, of life force energy, of sexual energy, and also how we experience abundance and receive financial flow into our life, which is another expression or is symbolic of how open we are to the life force energy. So that's one way to work with this particular Moon-Venus gate. And again, that's going to be happening on December 11th, going out early in the morning sky around 6 a.m. And you can see the crescent moon with Venus. Also, Mercury will be pretty close to Venus at that particular time. So, and Saturn will, both Mercury and Venus will have moved quite a ways from Saturn, but Saturn should be above them. So definitely worth checking into. And sometimes we often say in shamanic astrology that you can do ceremony, you can be elaborate, you can do all of the things you know to do, but sometimes the ceremony can just be simply being witness to these celestial events.